What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Kind of giving you a state of the team during training camp and, you know, what they're expecting for the season and, you know, how much pressure's on some guys, the quarterback situation. They talked a lot about the dome, all of those things going on in that press conference. And we're still looking for your reaction if you had a chance to listen in. 216-474-0092. We'll go to the phone lines on that in a second. Michael G., on social media, Jeff, on social media. Michael G. said, Haslam has to be frustrated with constantly having to justify moving his business down the street.
And our social media mentions brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
What do you think of that? What Michael said there. I agree with that. Haslam has to be frustrated with constantly having to justify moving his business down the street.
Yeah, I would think so too. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I do not understand the uproar about wanting to. I understand there are public funds involved and people don't like that. Again, the reality is sports almost always now. But it's not like the dude's moving him to, not like he's moving him to Memphis.
No, the other
they want to move. They want to move to a different part of the county and still be called the Cleveland Browns. I mean, what I don't get it personally.
Here's another question, because I know yesterday's story was you know, what I think the headline in Cleveland.com was like what they're not telling you about the dome and who's paying for repairs at the end of the lease. Right? I want to make sure I'm...
That appears to be some of the things about the repairing of all three facilities.
All three, right. Yeah. But what's the difference if they're downtown or in Brook Park on things are going to need to get fixed along the way, right?
Yep.
I think we were fixing things like, I don't know, 2 days after we moved into our house, we had to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. What's the difference if they... If they stay downtown, is it better that you pay for things that have to get fixed later?
Well, the syntax is countywide.
Yeah, and so that's why I don't know. To me, it's a little... like it's going to happen anyway.
Hey, by the way, real quick, yeah. Shane Bieber pitching into the fourth inning for Akron right now. He's giving up a run on two hits, seven strikeouts against the Erie Seawolves.
Ooh, Erie's a tough team too, aren't they? They had to change their name for a game.
The Mammoth thing or whatever it was.
Yeah, seven strikeouts?
The Moon Mammoth.
7 Ks.
The Moon Mammoth.
Right now, he's gone 3 1/3.
You didn't go up to Erie for that, did you?
So I wanted to. My parents were actually in town that weekend, and my dad was looking at tickets for that game. They were sold out, and on the secondary market, they were hundreds of dollars.
That's a neat little market, a neat little district up there in Erie, too. Have you ever been up there? Jeff, have you ever been up there?
Nope.
So what they have is they have the baseball field is right there, and then they have a really nice arena that they built. I think they built it in like the late 80s and it's been remodeled. 80s? Yeah, probably somewhere in the 80s they built it. They used to have this great place called the Erie County Fieldhouse, which was like, I don't know, fourth exit. We used to go there. We'd skate there after the Blades would play and they would be like scraping blood off the ice from the night before. Oh, it was a fantastic to be a squirt going out there on the ice. But then they built another arena. I don't know how I got into Erie on this thing anyway, but that is a nice little complex up there. All right, let's go back to the press conference. Wow, I really went off the rails on that one.
The business stuff didn't play well, didn't sit well. We all get it. I look at what they've done as owners of the team. That hasn't worked here. But spending money hasn't been the issue. And there's been some continuity here now. I hope that continuity pays off, because it's what I was hoping that they would do, is find some good people and stick with them here. And so far, they've done that. Now the good people, if they're good people at their jobs, and I think Kevin is, I think Andrew can be, I think they need to get it done. If not, they'll find somebody else.
Jeff, I kind of want to go back to something that we talked about in the beginning of the show, and that's, you know, and we talked about this with Mary Kay Cabot, and, you know, Kenny Pickett getting injured, where does that place him? Where does that put us in that situation?
Can you tell me how long he's going to be out?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Well, then that, I can't give you an answer.
You know, and so...
If he's back next week, Andy, it hasn't cost him anything.
I agree. There were some folks that talked about that. We'll get to that in a second. Mark is in Cleveland. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, fellas, man. Hey, I just want to say this about Haslam, man. I think he didn't grow up a whole lot. His maturity as an owner has, you know, is really impressive, man, because before he was firing guys left and right, hiring the wrong guys, and I think, like everybody else, know that Kevin Stefanski is a pretty good coach. It's just been some bad situations that he had to deal with. So I think that, you know, I think, yeah, if we go 3-0 again, I mean, we only win 3 games this year, yeah, then they're gone. But other than that, man, I really like to hear Jimmy talk now, man. I think he's doing a good job as an owner right now. And I got a second part, too. Mm-hmm. I have to disagree with that. With that antiquated way of thinking Jeff said earlier about that guy's, with these guys' parents and all that, didn't teach them and raise them right. Because you don't know what people have done to talk their kids and what somebody does in the heat of a moment, Jeff. You can't really talk. That's really disrespectful to say anything about that man's parents, because you don't know what they taught him.
I didn't mean that man. I meant all guys in general. As a society, Mark, we need to do better. We need to do better as a society.
Yeah, we do. But when you talk about those guys in the NFL, you know, parents didn't raise them right and stuff like that, I think that's out of line, because we don't know those people's parents or anything, Jeff.
I meant as a society, Mark. And as a society, we need to do better. I don't think there's any question. I won't back down from that. You don't beat on people. You don't assault people. You don't threaten people. You don't do that. As a society. Part of, and football players are in society, so I think we all need to do better.
I'll never
back down from that.
216-474-0092. Okay, so now I want to go back. And so, yeah, with Kenny Pickett, the injury and what was going on there, what does this do? Because, you know, we talked to Mary Kay Cabot earlier about, does that move him down the depth chart? Does that freeze him on the depth chart? Where does that put him? So Daniel Oyafusi was on the afternoon drive. He's from ESPN. He said this yesterday about the injury and the impact it would have on Pickett.
I don't want to say that, because we just don't know how long he's going to be out. You don't want to miss a week of practice in a competition, especially the one that kind of leads up to the joint practice against the Carolina Panthers next week. But obviously, I think that does kind of put Joe Flacco maybe in the driver's seat a bit, as we saw him get most of the first team reps today.
So that was yesterday, and Oyafusi said that, you know, again, because I thought it was interesting to hear some folks say that this, they thought that would take Pickett out of the race. And I'm like, he's got a hamstring injury. I mean, like, hang tight. Let's figure out what's going on here.
If he's out significant time, Andy, sure, because you're on a time frame leading up to the start of a season.
Yeah.
But if he's out, if he's back next week, that's a different story.
Albert Breer also broached the same subject on Afternoon Drive, talking about what Kenny Pickett's injury means for the quarterback decision.
I mean, I think it means Joe Flacco will probably get a few more reps than he has, and like help him make up a little bit for the time that he seeded things in the spring. And then, you know, Dylan Gabriel, I think, maybe gets a few more looks in the first team. That would be my guess. I only think it's going to be about a week. So, you know, the hamstring can linger, and I guess there's still some uncertainty there. But I don't think it's a long-term thing. At least I don't think the Browns see it that way.
Same thing. I think we're all on the same page with this. I'm fascinated to hear people kind of jump the gun and throw Pickett out of the mix after just finding out days ago that, I heard somebody say it. They're like, it's over.
Guy could be back tomorrow for all we know.
But it is, you know.
I would think the earliest he's back is next week, because you just got to be careful with that.
And you want to make sure you're healed, because if you're coming back too early, you're in big trouble. Breer also said this yesterday about Pickett having the opportunity to win the starting job. Cut two.
I think Kenny does. Like, right now, to me, I'd be surprised if it wasn't one of the two veterans. I think you guys are probably with me on that, right? And I think, like, Flacco's very steady, and they know what they're getting with Joe.
there's not a good reason to go with Joe. The one thing with Kenny is, like, if Kenny can get up to, like, level ground with Joe as far as the knowledge of the offense, being able to operate the whole thing, prevent turnovers, all that, like, Kenny does bring a running element that I don't think any of the other three guys do. Dylan's probably closest, but if you are shaky about your offensive line at all, it could wind up being pretty important.
And that seems to be, what did Mary Kay said that was his superhero trait? His ability to run faster than a speeding bullet.
Superhero trait. If he's Lamar Jackson, well, wouldn't that be something?
You bring up
he does move well, and it is one of his attributes.
Not the sidebar
but,
for a
but
second.
You don't put him out there until he's ready to go.
Yeah.
That's easy.
He just needs to be healthy. Just make sure he's back out there. I don't think he's out of the mix. I think we're right still where we were. I think for Pickett, things are frozen. By the way, did you ever, caught this last week before we go to break real quick, and with the Superman movie being shot here in town, the new Superman movie coming out, and then Mary Kay talking about superhero traits. Do you remember the scene from the Christopher Reeve Superman where, I know, left field, we're talking about Superman. I watched this, the making of, last week, and I never realized how they did it, where they showed Clark Kent when he was young and that he was running against the train. Do you remember that scene?
Nope.
It's a pretty famous scene because it's just so, like, it looks weird, and it was before CGI. What they did was they took the actor, and I can't remember the actor's name. They actually put a train on a track, and then they put him on a harness, and they had the harness hooked up to a truck so that the truck was moving alongside the train. And it made it look like he was running faster than the train. It's fascinating stuff. I can feel your excitement for that story. Man, you love how movies are made, don't you? I'm so glad we're talking about this right now.
Me too.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference straight ahead coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We'll see if he comes back out for the fifth. In other words, Andy, if he's gone four innings, okay, there you go. And he's thrown a total of 57 pitches.
I wonder how many scouts are there today.
I'll bet it's loaded. Don't you think?
I would think so, but you don't know. And I mean, if you're the Guardians.
And he's out. Trevor Stephens in.
Oh.
So Bieber threw 57 pitches, 37 for strikes. Went for one run, three hits, home run, seven strikeouts.
It's an audition, you know?
Sure is.
It's an audition to see whether he's coming back here or he's going over there. We are waiting on Kevin Stefanski here. In a few moments, he will speak. And when he does, just a reminder, our press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. So that'll be coming up in just a few seconds. I don't know. What do you do if you're the Guardians in that position, Jeff?
With Bieber?
Yeah.
Andy, if I don't think he's picking up his option, I'm trying to move him.
Is it better to do it now or do it next year, though?
Well, he won't be here next year.
You're right, you're right, you're right. Sorry.
I mean, he has a player option for next year. If his agent is not giving me any indication that he's going to pick up that option, I'm not keeping him. If I had to trade him for a Class A catcher, I would. And I want Shane Bieber on this team for the next 7 years. But I don't. If he doesn't pick up his option, why would the Guardians hang on to him? Do they think he's going to be a difference down the stretch in winning a pennant? I would doubt it.
Did their philosophy on him change, though, based on Class A? Do you think...
As far as trading?
Yeah, if they thought they were going to have Class A, would they have hung on to him?
I would hope not.
I would hope you're right. I would hope that whatever their game plan was, regardless of the Class A news...
Yeah. Man, I want him here. You know, and if they're real happy with him, extend his contract. And you know, hey, we'll pick up your option and we'll give you another 2 years. Hmm. Something like that. Which I would be wonderful. I would love him to be on this team for a very long time because I think Shane's a very, very good major league pitcher. Very competent.
I can't remember the last time the Guardians were in this awkward of a position at the trade deadline.
Kind of weird, huh?
It is. And then part of it is also
yesterday.
Yeah, it was already awkward because of the third wildcard team. Mm-hmm. Because you have no idea who's a buyer and who's a seller and who thinks they could hop back in it.
Travis Bazzana, 2-for-2 today, by the way.
I don't know. Could we see him by next week?
No, I don't think so.
But if they throw up the white flag, why wouldn't you?
Because he's not ready and you don't want to overwhelm him.
But you do need at some confidence. Point. Don't you at some point want to bring him up to give him a little bit of the taste of the bigs?
Not necessarily this year.
Or do you wait till the end of Akron season, then bring him up for like the last week of the year, 2 weeks of the year?
There's a step in between that most guys take. Not everybody, but most guys take. And I would assume that they would want Bazzana to do it because he missed so much time with that oblique injury.
He's also the only number one overall pick they've had.
I know, but that doesn't mean you hurry him along and ruin him.
Speaking of hurrying along, the Browns quarterback situation, another one of the things that have come up. Todd's in Akron. Hi, Todd.
Hello, Todd.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Right, what do you got for us?
Well, I see that Pickett was injured, his hamstring.
Yep.
You know, I have to believe, man, the gods are trying to tell Kevin Stefanski something.
The football gods?
Yeah, the football gods.
Gotcha.
If the man hurt his hamstring, those things linger around. Let the man get his reps. Why you got to think about that? Let him get his reps.
Wait, are you talking about Shador? Hang on. I'm trying to follow along with your conversation.
I'm talking about Shador Sanders.
It sounds like he's getting reps with the twos now, which is an upgrade. He was getting reps with the threes and the fours.
Did I read it correctly? He got some first team reps too.
I thought he did, and I agree.
So too.
I do think he should get some reps. I mean, now is the time. If you're going to do it, why wouldn't you do it now? Let's see what he looks like with the ones now, and then maybe you will even see more improvement as he comes along with it. I thought what Haslam said today about both Gabriel and Sanders was perfect. Like, these guys are doing everything they asked them to do. I mean, we do have to admit that we got to give some of these guys, no matter where they are, no matter what team, especially guys that aren't drafted in the first round, can we give them a minute to ramp up, to get ready for the season, even if it means they're going to be not a starter, that they're going to be a backup? I don't see anything wrong with having patience. I would have patience for a number one overall, but that's me because I'm old school and I'm stupid. But no, I don't know why.
I wouldn't say.
I'm old school? Is that what you're going to go? I would say you're old school. Todd, I hear you. I think this is the perfect opportunity to get him reps, though. I totally agree with you. For Shador.
Yes, that's him. Okay.
All right, thank you.
I agree. Why wouldn't you? You know, I mean, you have three quarterbacks. Let's get a look. I don't care which guy this is and nothing against Joe Flacco.
Right.
Man, I want one of these three young guys to just look great and to become the starting quarterback of this team. And if it's one of the three young guys and he ends up having a good season, great. Maybe you actually have a quarterback. It wouldn't keep me from drafting a guy next year because, you know, when you can draft somebody at that position and develop them, at the very least, you got a great trade commodity. And you can't have too much good quarterback play. We haven't had enough of it here. So I don't care which guy it is, Andy. If it's Shador, great. If it's Gabriel, great. If it's Kenny Pickett, great. If it's Joe Flacco, okay, well, then who are we going to draft in 2026?
Like I was talking about this before. I don't feel like there's a great divide among Browns fans. I either think the starter's going to be I think most Browns fans believe it'll be one of the veterans. Like, I don't think there's any question that
I think
Gabriel
that's
and
reasonable.
Sanders for sure is not. They haven't built camp to give him a ramp to be the starting quarterback.
But Andy,
going
that's
in.
Okay. From everything we've heard, that you know he might need a little more time because he didn't play as much college football, didn't play at high of a level that maybe he shouldn't be ready to go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. If they think he needs some time. The only thing is, and it was a really interesting thing that, were you here that day? ESPN story of the guy's most under pressure this year. And they had Sanders listed. It was Bill Barnwell from ESPN. And he put Shadur in the category of most under pressure players because he thought it was a very small window for Shadur to try and win a starting job because of the two number ones next year and all the hype on him this year. And if he doesn't play this year, they're going to draft somebody next year. And I didn't necessarily agree. But
he
I
has to be in a building with a window to even have a window to do this right now. He's not even there. He's looking at the house from the outside going, oh, I hope I can get into that or use a window.
Well,
to,
maybe he can, Andy.
Well, but the way things are tailored right now, and you know, like again, Mary Kay said it earlier today that, you know, with Pickett being hurt, it just bumps everybody up so that Flacco's got the ones. And now Gabriel will get some time with the ones, and Sanders will now get some time with the twos. I mean, and then again, you're an injury away from working with the ones. Do you really think? I think Sanders is here for the long haul. I think he can be here for at least 2 years as a backup. If that's the worst case scenario,
I think Gabriel is too.
Yeah, I think both those guys are. You know, yeah,
at some point, maybe they make a decision on one of these guys, but. Remember, Andrew Berry said, yes, there's a pathway here for these guys to keep all four quarterbacks. Be interesting.
The definition of how they keep them, I think, is the... I just don't see four active quarterbacks beginning of the season.
No, I know you don't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.